Before you take steps to let go of your crutches, let's talk about those times when they can be helpful. At first, crutches can be very helpful. In fact, sometimes they are an essential part of your initial recovery. Think about this from a medical standpoint. If you broke your leg, you would need crutches to help you start moving. Crutches would be essential for your leg to heal properly. If you walked on a broken leg, you could make the problem worse. Crutches shield the broken bone from being overused and prevent further injury. Once your bone heals, crutches are no longer needed. If you kept using crutches, your leg muscles would atrophy and you may develop pain from overusing your arms. To gain back full strength, it's essential to transition from using the crutches to once again using your own two legs. Similarly, the crutches you are using during recovery from anxiety can be very helpful at first. Your support person may have helped you step out of your house for the first time in years or motivated you to apply for a job you were too scared to pursue on your own. They helped you take some of the first small steps towards recovery, and you don't know how you would have done it without them. But at a certain point, crutches stop being an asset and become a liability. Part of your task is to figure out when this point occurs. Here's where the metaphor starts to break down. Walking on a broken leg could be dangerous, but there is nothing dangerous about anxiety. Even if you have panic attacks that make you feel like you might die, they can't hurt you. Anxiety wants to convince you that they are dangerous, but that's a lie. It's not the reality. In situations that feel dangerous, crutches help you feel safe. But this feeling of safety isn't real. It's merely an illusion because you were safe already. You are your own safe person. You can now know that it's time to give up your crutches when the support they offer you starts to hold you back. When you realize that your anxiety is gone or greatly decreased, but only because you are relying on a crutch. It's time to give it up. It's time because you have reached a place where you will be unable to make progress if you don't give them up. Progress can't occur when things feel easy. Progress occurs when you feel the anxiety and push beyond your comfort zone. Are you willing to feel that fear today? Today, I want you to journal through two questions. Question one. In what ways are my crutches still serving me, if any? And question two, in what ways are my crutches holding me back? This journaling may seem a bit simplistic, but it's really important to be concisely aware of your behaviors and the results of your behavior. Be honest with yourself as you journal through these questions. Don't be tempted to pretend that your crutches are still serving you if they're not. At the same time, be kind with yourself if you genuinely need more time with your crutches. If you don't feel ready to give up your crutches today, that's okay. You should still keep listening. Soon you will be ready. And when that day comes, you will have all the information that you need. If you do find that you are ready, it's time to take action. If your crutch is a person, this is an appropriate time to have a conversation with them about what it will look like for you to give them up as a crutch. Let them know how they are holding you back, not by any fault of theirs, but rather in how you are over-dependent on them. Discuss how the relationship as it currently exists, isn't serving your recovery. Tell your safe person how you will be slowly challenging yourself to handle your anxiety on your own without their help. Giving up your crutches is a scary process, but I'm going to lead you through it every step of the way. Tomorrow, you will come up with a detailed plan to help you rid yourself of your crutches for good. You will then begin to practice using the dare response in place of your crutches. You are soon going to experience how freeing it is to finally face life without needing anyone or anything to help you through anxious moments. You become your own safe person.